Our speaker is Ben Bailey.
Jeremiah said, "Your words were found, and I did eat them, and they were to me the joy and rejoicing of my heart." For centuries, God's Word has stimulated, has encouraged, has motivated people to be more faithful to Him because of the message that it contains. Welcome to our study of some of the most encouraging passages in Scripture. We hope this lesson will help us, like prophets and men and women of old, to be encouraged by the message to be more faithful to God. If we were to list passages that are encouraging, Hebrews 13 verses 5 through 6 would be on that list. The Bible says, "Let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have." Why? "For He Himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you, so we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, I will not fear, what can man do to me?" We don't need to live a life of covetousness. We don't always need to be looking for the next biggest thing or always striving to have more stuff and junk in this life. Rather, we need to be content with what we have. Why? Here's the reason. God has said, and listen to the encouraging words, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." Friend, the fact that God is not going to leave us out to dry, God is not going to abandon us in our darkest hour, is encouragement for each and every one of us. We need to be sure that God will help His children. And notice what He says in verse 6. The Lord has said, "I'll never leave you nor forsake you." And what can we say because of that? We can boldly say, "The Lord is my helper. What we will not fear, what can man do to me?" Even if evil, ungodly men, like happened some in the first century, take Christians and have them put to death, what can we say? "God's my helper, I'm not going to fear. Even if you take my life, God has promised me a home in heaven. Even if these evil things befall me, I know after this life I've got a better life awaiting." And so, friend, we ask you today, have you put your trust in God as the helper of man, as the one who will not leave nor forsake us? Friends may forsake us, family may forsake us, but here's what you can be sure of. God has said, "I'll never leave you nor forsake you." And as a result, we can say, "The Lord is my helper. What shall man do to me?"
God be the glory. This is the gospel of Christ.